Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay, they say honor the what day and keep it
Sabbath.
Holy. Sabbath day and keep it holy. When you meet somebody around 11 o'clock in the daytime, Raven, what do you say to them? You might say,
good morning.
Okay, and when do you say that until?
Until 12 o'clock.
And then you say,
good evening.
Or anything else?
Afternoon.
Would you ever say, anything off any time of day you might meet somebody? What if you were leaving somebody's house at night? What would you say to them?
Good night.
And on a farm, if you want to prosper, you got to start work before
sunrise.
And you go until
sundown.
Sundown. You might say, we were a little late this morning. By the time we got out, the sun had already
risen. The sun was already up.
Sun had already risen. Now today is Thursday. Wednesday was
yesterday.
And Friday will be
tomorrow.
Okay. If somebody came to your house, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, you say they came when?
Last Sunday.
Came Sunday.
Week ago.
Okay, and he'll be leaving, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after
next
that.
Next Sunday.
Be leaving Sunday.
Sunday week.
If somebody stayed at your house, say about 15 days, you'd say they stayed
2 weeks.
Okay, would you ever hear of a fortnight? You ever know what that is? Mm-hmm. Okay, just a couple more. Right.
Fortnight. What's a fortnight?
Well, it's 15 days.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an old English term. If you went up to somebody on the street, you might ask them what? You might ask them. You wanted to know the
time of day.
And you'd ask them, say,
what time is it?
Okay, or what? Anything else? What time? What time you got? Or?
Yeah. What time do you have?
And he'd look at his
watch.
Okay. What if it was 7:30? You might say it was what? What else?
You'd just say 7:30.
Or
half past seven.
Okay. Or what if it was 15 minutes later than that? You'd say
it's a quarter late.
Or if it was 15 minutes earlier than that, you say
quarter past seven.
Quarter after seven. Quarter after, okay. If something happened on this day, exactly this day last year, you say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
Okay. Okay. Last thing, can I get you to count to 20 for me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, the number after 26 is?
27.
Okay, freedom's 10 is?
3 times 10 is 30.
4 times 10 is?
40.
7 times 10 is?
70.
10 times 10 is?
100.
And let's see. If there are a bunch of men standing in line, the man at the front of the line would be the what man?
The head man, or lead man, okay. First man.
First man, and then the man after him would be the
second man.
And then comes the
third man.
And then comes the
fourth man.
And then the
fifth man.
And then the
sixth man.
And then the
seventh man.
And then the
eighth man.
And then
ninth man.
And then the
tenth man.
Okay. Well, Raven, I hope you didn't think that last business was a little foolish. I wanted to get you to pronounce that for me and all that stuff.
Tenth man.
Yeah. I appreciate you doing all that. Hope I didn't bother you too much. Hope maybe you got a little out of the interview. Tell you what.
I just made you get something out of it.
You did. You helped me a lot.
Maybe you can't.
I want to tell you. Your father raised you to be a fine man just like himself. And I appreciate you talking with him. Mighty good of you.
Well, thank you.
Mighty good of you. I appreciate it.
No, of course I'm not As you could tell, I'm not quick, as quick thought as a lot of people, and not as smart as a lot of people, but I've still.
Raven, you ain't got nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I'm not ashamed of it.
I mean, what I'm saying is you're a smart man. You're a hard working man.
In my own way, you might say, you know.
You do a lot.
In my own way.
I'd like to give you something for that sorghum if you're going to give it.
No, you can have that. We got plenty of sorghum.
Come on.
No, you take that on with you there. And we don't want a thing for it. Going to give that to you.
I'd appreciate it if you took something.
No, take that on with you. We're going to give you that. So, we'll sure give you that.
Okay. I very much appreciate you doing that. Very good of you.
We might be down Atlanta someday and come in.
Look, hey, that's a promise.
If we ever down that way,
you made me that.
If I can ever think of your name, I'm going to come in. I'm going to hunt you up and I'm going to make you buy me a steak supper.
Okay,
a free supper. He told me to get you to come with me, but I got around too late.
That was awful good of you to do that. I appreciate it.
Well, I just, I didn't get home in time to go to it. I got home in time.